In early January 1915, the Ottoman army begins an advance across the treacherous Sinai Desert to strike the most important possession of the British Empire in the Middle East, the Great Suez Canal. The lifeline that connects England to its far-off territories and spheres of influence in Iran, Afghanistan, and India. If the Turks can shut down the canal, they will cripple the British war effort in the Middle East. Jamal Pasha, the Minister of the Navy, takes command of the Ottoman Fourth Army in Palestine, and his advance across the Sinai begins. About 15,000 men have to cross more than 100 miles of searing desert. They have to bring artillery, rafts, and pontoon boats, water and food for the troops and draft animals.
What he hoped to do, because obviously he can't take Egypt, which was defended reasonably well by the British with an army of that size, but he hoped that he would start some sort of jihad once he got across the canal, and that would destroy the British position in Egypt. But he never really gets across the canal, and his army was defeated, and it ruined his reputation.
After 2 weeks of hard marching, Jamal Pasha's army arrives near the canal. The British are still unaware of his presence. On the night of February 2nd, Turkish troops advance to the water's edge and launch their boats into the canal. A small British observation post reacts to the commotion and opens fire. The Turks, untrained for a water crossing, jump out of their boats or drop them at the shore. While about 60 men actually make it to the other side of the canal, they are soon killed, wounded, or captured. When morning arrives, so do British reinforcements. The Turks continue to attack, trying to hold a bridgehead at the canal, but they are soon driven away. The grand plan to capture the vital British waterway has collapsed. The Turks have no option but to withdraw, back across 120 miles of desert, with nothing to show for their efforts except for about 2,000 casualties. In the following months, the British send so many troops to defend the Suez Canal that the Turks dare not attack it again.